Go ahead, please.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, got cut off from you a couple nights ago. We were talking about do you feel safer?
Right. That was Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, and I said I feel safer nationally, but not in Akron.
Right. I remember you.
Yeah. Sorry, I lost you on my phone. I just wanted to comment tonight on the whole 9/11 deal and the president speaking.
Sure.
You had mentioned that he could have used this opportunity to declare war on Al-Qaeda.
It would have been a great opportunity.
It would have been a great opportunity to announce that we were going to close our borders and protect our ports, or we were going to start closing our borders. I think it would have been a, you know, I love George Bush. That there was a guy a few callers ago, some nutbag. I mean, it just goes to show you, we got nutbags right here in Akron. There's people that need to be, you know, drug out in the streets and shot right in the streets. I'm sorry if I offend anybody by that, but this is America. This country was not created by our by the founding fathers so that people with radical views as these Islamic nutbags could you know live under the protection of our freedom and have it any way they want it. That goes the same for these whining liberals. And you say, why do we, you know, why do we, you know, act like this? Why do we not take a stronger stance? It's because of all the whiners. We can't do anything without having to hear daily on and on and on the whining about the war, the Cindy Sheehans of the world. I'm so sick of it. My only criticism of George Bush is that we continue to misuse our armed forces. We should use our Navy, our Army, our Air Force, and our Marines to fight overseas. We should use our National Guard to protect our homeland. Women and children, are you with me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Women and children who grow up and join the National Guard should not be sent to fight foreign wars on foreign soil. The National Guard is just that. It was created to protect, you know, our nation. Use the Army, use the Navy, use the Air Force, use the Marines, and let them go, and you know, and make the UN take some, you know, a role in this. Make
oh,
the
that's
United
a
nation. I mean, I know it's a joke, but we've, you know.
You mean the disunited nations.
You know, but use the National Guard to protect our borders. Use the Coast Guard to, you know, how many people do you think would volunteer tomorrow to the National Guard or the Coast Guard and want to be enlisted if they knew that they were never going to have to be sent overseas?
A lot.
A lot. And we would not have to worry about protecting the Mexican border. We would not have to worry about protecting the Canadian border. And the Coast Guard, in conjunction with the National Guard, could protect our ports, and we wouldn't have this problem. Well, Bush hadn't done anything to protect our ports, and they're still left. Well, yeah, we don't have the manpower. We don't have the resources. We need to use our National Guard in this country. And then you wouldn't have, you know, you'd have 17-year-olds lining up to protect and serve this country if they knew that they weren't going to have to be shipped off to Afghanistan or Iraq and risk taking a bullet from a sniper or getting their head sawn off or, you know, getting blown up by a roadside bomb. Now, here's the next thing, and I'm going to offend people, and I hope so. I hope I'm going to offend them.
I'm running late, so I'll give you a couple more minutes, okay?
There's a million of our blood brothers strong in this, just in this state of Ohio alone that are armed with 12 gauges, with Deer rifles, with 357s, with 9mm. So don't think that any of these Islamic radicals are ever going to be able to pull anything on our own turf as far as a war goes. They're going to pull the same crap that they do over in the Israel. They're going to start bombing our malls. They're going to bomb our schools. They're going to bomb our hotels. They're going to bomb our sporting events. That's how they're going to hit us again. We need to go and dismantle these mosques. People need to educate themselves about the Islamic religion. It is not a peaceful religion. We need to get this Islamic religion out of our country. Dig deeper. Educate yourself about it. They are not, it is a religion of war. That's what it's been for the last 2,000 years. That's what it'll always be. And we're not going to be safe until we get these people out of here. It's a cancer. Get it out.
Thank you for your call, sir.
You too, Tom.
Have a good evening. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.